USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is confronting ongoing pain at the pump.
Today I'm calling on Congress to suspend the federal gas tax for the next 90 days through the busy summer season, busy travel season.
Speaking at the White House, Biden saying you can eliminate the federal gas tax and still have enough to finance road projects. The federal gas tax is a little over 18 cents a gallon. And if that federal gas tax is eliminated, how long will it be before you see some relief at the pump?
Well, theoretically, it could start very quickly, depending on how the legislation is written. Will the White House give stations credit for fuel they bought that was already taxed? That's the biggest question.
Patrick DeHaan with GasBuddy.com speaking there on CNN. Fed Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell testifying before the Senate Banking Committee today. This is USA Radio News.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The FDA is set to make an announcement regarding cigarettes.
The FDA is planning to require tobacco companies to reduce the levels of nicotine in cigarettes. The move is a bid to make traditional cigarettes less addictive and cut down on smoking in general. According to the FDA, over 480,000 people die prematurely each year from smoking-attributed diseases. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Prime.
Texas State Senator Roland Gutierrez is suing the Department of Public Safety for records pertaining to the Uvalde school shooting.
It is time to pull off this Band-Aid, let this community begin to heal, and try to rebuild credibility with their own local law enforcement, build community policing, and the things that they need to do going forward.
The senator saying DPS unlawfully denied an open records request on last month's attack at Robb Elementary. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Suspense.
Shadow knows.
Mystery in the air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox, on this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream, or search your favorite podcast app.
The Supreme Court will hand out more opinions on Thursday and Friday. The nation is waiting for rulings on big cases, including one that could overturn Roe v. Wade. That's a decades-old decision which legalized abortion nationwide. One person is dead and another is injured after a shooting on San Francisco public transit. A city official saying the incident occurred on a light rail style train in a central city neighborhood. The suspect fled the scene and has yet to be located by law enforcement. First Lady Jill Biden is joined by former professional tennis player Billie Jean King to commemorate the 50th anniversary of Title IX. King saying it allows women to access athletic scholarships and other opportunities.
It is a law that speaks to the importance of gender equity in this country and stands as a benchmark of global significance.
The Senate is in session this Wednesday, and Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, says he will put up bipartisan legislation to lower insulin costs for a vote on the Senate floor very soon.
It's something that affects millions of Americans in every city and every state. In fact, state legislatures across the country have passed bills capping the cost of insulin for patients, not just blue states, but some deeply red states as well.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.